Howdy to neighbors, Ron Hayes, beat buzzing with you today, talking Eastern livestock with Colin Woodall of the NCBA. After this.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
Hey, it's a free country. You can throw on a ninja costume and belly dance around the block if you feel like it. You can line your lawn with purple plastic flamingos, wear orange and black face paint to OU's homecoming. You can do whatever, as long as it doesn't hurt other people. Secondhand smoke killed 46,000 non-smokers from heart disease last year. So much for their freedoms, huh? Secondhand smoke. No one should have to breathe it. Learn more at stopswithme.com.
Cattle producers in multiple states have been left holding the bag and hot checks from Eastern Livestock. And according to Colin Woodall, lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, many of them are their members, and they're trying to get answers for those cattle producers through their contacts in our nation's capital.
Well, one of the first things that we really need, and that we're getting some help from both the House and Senate Agriculture Committees on, is to find out exactly what kind of interaction GPSA had with Eastern Livestock. We hear a lot right now from people who were a bit in the mix that says that some proposals were put out there, recommendations for change that Eastern never acted on, and that GPSA should have seen that and have taken action much earlier. They have not been very forthcoming with any sort of record in regards to what kind of interaction they had with Eastern. So the first thing is to really make sure we know exactly what they knew and when they knew it. At that point in time, we'll have a better opportunity to really tie GPSA to this, what is basically a huge disaster for a lot of cattle producers. A couple of things that we're asking for, in addition to that, is to try to figure out if there's any sort of program within USDA or the Small Business Administration that could potentially provide cattle producers with some short-term, low-interest loans just to try to get them over this hump. We know that we've got a lot of cattle producers that are out there that were hit with some return checks. They need a bit of capital to try to get them through this tough situation. We think this is an easy answer for both USDA and the government as a whole to come in and come to their aid. We're working with the House Ag Committee to try to make that happen. So if we can, one, get exactly what we know happened between GPSA and Eastern to be able to understand where the failures were, and then to finally provide a little bit of relief in the form of loans to producers have been hit, we think that'll go a long way in trying to provide a little relief. In the meantime, we know that the bankruptcy courts are already in the process of hearing this and trying to structure a bankruptcy situation so that way it'll provide a blanket set of rules and also protection for all people involved here. And that's one thing that we've also been supportive of, because under the receivership, it was really up to the individuals to cut their own deals with the receiver. And we just did not think that was fair for all producers, so we think bankruptcy is a much better option to make sure everybody gets the same treatment here. And we're hoping that will help make our producers and our members as whole as absolutely possible. We know nobody will be made completely whole, but we think this will definitely help.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, we're pleased to invite you to this year's Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Female Sale happening December 30th, started at 12 noon at the Beaver River Livestock Auction, Beaver, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 800 commercial bred cows, bred heifers, and open heifers. These are eye-appealing, practical cattle that'll be functional for all types of commercial operations. For more details about this year's Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Female Sale, contact John Griswold, 405-780-3300, 405-780-3300. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.